Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's Video Ask Vic. Obviously, I'm not Vic. I'm Mike, filling in this week, which brings us to a question about one of the many differences between the two of us. Mark from my former stomping grounds of Wausau, Wisconsin asks, pen and pad or recorder? Well, Mark, you can probably guess where this is headed. Vic is the old school one of the two of us and still lives and dies with his pen and pad. I started out that way for several years, covering high school sports back in good old Wausau, but if you're in those big media scrums at an NFL player's locker these days, with dozens of TV cameras and microphones surrounding one interview, pen and pad can be a really tough way to go for a number of reasons. Chief among them is that if you're not in the front of that locker room pileup, good luck hearing anything. So, I employ the voice recorder. Vic says sometimes I rely on the recorder a little too much, and maybe he has a point. In our online media world, the speed of your reporting, writing, and posting is at a premium, and the work generally gets done faster if your story's quotes are on paper instead of in a digital audio file. But most important, you better be accurate. If you can be spot on with a pen and pad, more power to you. But after a game, when I've hurried around the locker room talking to a dozen players or more, I like knowing I can listen to that key quote one last time before I print it, even if it takes a few extra seconds and Vic is hounding me to get my story done like yesterday. The best of both worlds is when you're in a formal press conference and can take live notes on a laptop. I can type faster than I can write, but I can't say for sure about Vic. Maybe he's mastered the pen and pad for so long the keyboard actually slows him down. And when he did try the laptop at a post-game press conference this season, his tie got in the way, so he flipped it over his shoulder, and then Mike McCarthy made fun of him. Remember that?
You want to fix your tie here, right? Or is that a new look for you? Tough guy look, I guess. Yeah.
That might have put an end to Vic ever trying to change his ways again. For Packers.com, I'm Mike Spofford.